Tonight we're going to talk a little bit further about our true identity in Christ, which is the true solution to divisions. We have to remind ourselves from time to time that we are a ministry that specializes in true identity. And so this is more relevant than ever in what's happening in our nation today and in our world today, where so much of the unrest is coming from people looking for their identity in the wrong places, in the external things, and are competing with one another for a sense of identity. What I want to share with you is a key verse that I alluded to last week from Ephesians chapter 2, and then unpack that a little bit, and then explain why we have to pray a certain way about the identity crisis that we're currently seeing in our nation. Because what's happening is not so much black versus white or left versus right, it's darkness versus light. And it's the accentuation of the external things, whereas our true identity lies in the internal. Ephesians 2, verses 14 through 16, Ephesians 2, 14 through 16 says this, "For he," that is Christ, "for he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility." That is an extremely powerful verse because it deals with the external versus the internal. The abolishing of the law and commandments is killing or is abolishing the external sense of identity that the people of Israel had, that the Jewish believers had. And so it applies to all external differences, essentially. Basically, it's the eradication of external differences by creating one way to be reconciled with God and being made new by God and being filled with God, with his nature and with his love. And that kills the dividing walls of hostility that are within us. We talked a little bit last week, I think, is that what we see in tension and any sort of societal divisions, whether it's race or economics or gender or social status or ethnic heritage, it's all over the world. That is really rooted in our sin nature. And unless it gets addressed there, it isn't going to go away. Divisions are not going to go away any other way than through Christ. And so we have to ante up our prayers for a spiritual revival in our nation in light of what's happening right there. The divisions are accentuated. We have to go back to unity. And the type of revival that we are praying about or that we are praying for is a transforming move of the Spirit of God, beginning with us in our hearts and spilling over to society on a large scale. It has to start with us. We have to begin with us and say, Lord, we have to be made new. Any sort of dividing wall in my heart has to be eradicated by the love of God poured out into my heart. Then it has to go out into the church at large, the people of God at large, and from us and our transformed, our spirit-filled lives overflow to society in a mighty move of the Spirit. It's happened in the past numerous times, and it can happen again. These mighty moves of the Spirit did bring about massive transformations in society, massive unities. And we're actually seeing signs of hope. I'm in touch with some of the pastors in Minneapolis where George Floyd was killed. And round about the memorial on the corner of where he died, there has been round-the-clock prayer. There has been round-the-clock evangelism. I've seen pictures and videos shared by pastors. There are people from all ethnic groups and races coming together to pray and worship God. People are coming to Christ. People are being baptized right there. They set up a baptistry and people are being baptized. And there is a revival of unity that's taking place right there where it all started. That gives me a tremendous amount of hope that this is going to happen on a large scale. Our true identity lies in the fact that we have come to Christ, we have repented of our sins, we were forgiven, we were redeemed, we were filled with the Holy Spirit, we were given a new citizenship, a new belonging, and that is the same for everybody. It is the same for anybody from any part of the world, no matter how you grew up, what skin color you are, how rich or how poor you are, how old, how young you are, etc., etc. It is the same for everybody. And that is really where the secret of true identity lies, by God's design, who we are in Christ and who Christ is in us. And that speaks also to our national identity, I think. Because our national identity lies in this phrase that we have probably never really achieved and have come so far from, that we pledge allegiance to on a regular basis, that we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are one nation under God. That means one nation surrendered to God. I think God is holding us to that. And God is highlighting how far we've come to that. And God is holding out the answer to that and say, there's only one way for you to be united, to be indivisible. There's only one way for you to have true liberty and justice for all. And that is if you come under God. There's no other way around it. That is the road to unity. That is the road to healing. That is the road to liberty and justice. We have to come under God, which means that we have to give our lives to God on a large scale, surrender our lives to Him, and embrace His design for our lives and His work of unifying us in the Holy Spirit, in the internal things and not the external things. And so that is kind of what we want to pray about tonight along a couple of major lines here. First of all, that we pray for us, for ourselves, for our churches, for His people called by His name to come into our true identity of being one in Christ. It has to start with us. If it doesn't happen in the church, it's not going to happen in the nation. So the church goes, so the nation goes. So let's pray fervently for the people of God to come into their true identity of being one in Christ, and realizing who we are in Christ and who Christ is in us, individually and together. And then secondly, let's pray for our nation to come into its true identity of being one nation under God by a mighty, mighty move of the Spirit, convicting people of their sin and their hostility, calling them into a relationship with Him, and giving them their true identity in Christ that unifies us, because it's the same for everybody. And with that also, we really do want to pray for true identity ministries. We've heard from a number of people over the last couple of weeks. This is such a relevant message, such a relevant theme for where we are today. It has to explode. The message has to go out. We are a very small ministry, but a couple of weeks ago, I feel like the Lord gave us a Philadelphian promise that He has given us an open door that no one can shut. And I believe that the ministry and the message is going to go out far and wide.